Syrians have rallied in several provinces across the country to condemn the U.S. decision to recognize Israel's sovereignty over the occupied Golan Heights. In Quneitra, protesters gathered in a number of districts to slam U.S. President Donald Trump's declaration. In the province of Damascus, demonstrators denounced the move void and senseless. They argued that Golan is a Syrian territory and will return to their motherland sooner or later. Similar protests were also held in Soweida and Deir ez-Zor provinces, where demonstrators condemned the U.S. move as a violation of international law. Our Damascus correspondent Muhammad Ali says Syrians are determined to liberate the Golan Heights from the Israeli occupation.
The Syrian people are expressing determination to liberate their land and also willingness to fight alongside the Syrian army in liberating their land. They also criticized the U.S. policy, which is always against the peoples of the region. The region, whether we're speaking about Syrians, whether we're speaking about Palestinians, or even Lebanese, all of those people who have their lands occupied by Israel, the U.S. is always supporting Israel in such occupation. Well, there are two goals for the Syrian people's protests and demonstrations across Syria. The first goal is to send a message, a clear message to the international community, to the entire world, and particularly to the UN, to exert pressure on the UN. Perhaps the UN can take responsibility and shoulder its responsibility and perform its duty in actually having Israel implement its resolution, which is withdrawing from the Syrian Golan. Also, the second purpose of such demonstrations is to express themselves to the Syrian government that they are ready to help the Syrian army and even pick up weapons in support of the Syrian, of course, army and fight for regaining their soil. Now,